tell us a little bit more about yourself. What, you know, when all this quiets down finally, it's a couple weeks to get away from football.
Yeah. I'm going to sleep. That's going to be number one. Very excited about that. No, I'm just can't wait to just see my kids. Can't wait to really hang out with them, explore a little bit more of Michigan, which is nice. We were able to get up to Legoland the last time they were out, which was a blast. They had a ball, so that'll be fun. They're here, so even though they're here, I haven't seen them too much, but kind of enjoy a couple days with them before we go back to work. So I really just try to, spend as much time with them as I can, and then, see my friends as much as I can whether it's my college buddies or other coaches that I've worked with or my family, if I can get a chance to get back home. Let me see, what else about me? You know what? I do really enjoy reading, which is completely opposite of what I was as a young person. That's why math science was much better than, anything else for me. But I actually really enjoy it. So try to read something during the spring or summer if I can when I get there. I don't have anything picked out yet.
What sort of books do you like to read?
All aspects, it's great to, read about leadership and team building and all that stuff. But sometimes you just like to totally spin on a different topic,
yeah.
which is great. So,
golfer at all?
I'm not really a golfer. I mean, I kind of, I can chase a ball around a golf course, but I'm not very good at it. Try to keep score by how many balls I lose as opposed to how many strokes. So it's probably, guys are like 8 under. I'm like, yeah, I lost 12. I'm good. So
what's the last good book?
Last good book, non-leadership. It's a good, one of the books I read that I'm fascinated with was called Legacy. It was about the New Zealand rugby team, the All Blacks. It's a phenomenal team. So great organization. You can learn a lot from them. That's a really good one. Thanks. I don't know why the lights got brighter. This guy's like, turn this stuff on in here. That's a good one. I like to read a lot of military books too. That's really fascinating to me. Paul Brown, kind of in topic, but just the innovations that he made in the game, some of the things that he was able to just change are fascinating. It's all part of kind of the history of the game to me too, so that was good. Thanks, Bill. I'm over here sweating right now.
The kids handle the move, especially like coming in the middle of a school year, I guess.
Yeah.
How did that go?
That's what, alluding back to the conversation I was having about Mrs. Ford, my kids got there day one, and while we were doing the press conference, they were like tearing it up in the back of the indoor facility, which they had a blast, and there's like 1,000 tackling dummies and the don't. So they were like, just causing havoc, which was great. So now they can't wait to get back. That's going to be the norm for them. They think that's, that's their playroom. So I'm sure that's what they'll do.
You're obviously very proud of your Italian heritage. I'm just curious if you've spent any time in Italy.
I did, yeah, we have. I haven't been there in a while, but the last trip I took was like 3 weeks. It was great. We got to drive around, my wife and I. We started in Rome and kind of branched out from there, went up into Tuscany, Siena area, saw a horse race called the Palio. Okay, look that up. It's amazing. Did that. We went over to the Adriatic side, stayed at some places over there. And then we actually drove down as we were going to the we were going to Capri, Positano, Amalfi Coast. We drove through our villages where both my family's from and then where my wife's family's from.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. That was a pretty neat experience to go in, and it's one of those things where they're at the top of the mountain and you got to drive all the way up there. But I went into the one village where my family's from, it's called Verily, Italy, and somehow just wound up. It's kind of random, but that's how it works over there. You meet somebody, you start talking to them, they ask your family name. I got brought down to I guess it would be called City Hall. I was able to see my great-grandparents' marriage certificate, the church they were married. So it was just pretty cool. It was a really cool experience from that standpoint. What's that? I don't have a lot of direct family. I do have family over there, but not a lot of connections. Some of those connections have been lost, I would say, in the last generation, but my wife still does. She has family over there too, so it was pretty cool. That was before we had kids, so about 7 years ago now. So you can do a lot of different things then. Yeah, yeah. Now it's all about Disney. The closest I get to Italy is Epcot. That's about it. But I get to see a lot of countries on that tour, so it's fun. How about you guys? What do you like to do?
Travel.
Travel?
Yeah,
where? Where's that? Where's the best place you've been?
I live in Berlin.
Oh, that's crazy.
But it's not about me, it's about...
No, it's good. I like to... I'm turning this right now. It's good. We're stop sweating over here. It'll be great.
That's a pros move right now.
My man just turned on the light super bright right now. Good.
I do have another football question. So, Bob or Rob, it's not like this.
I mean, I think absolutely, because obviously those are, you know, who we're going to be. But I think, you know, every year they, what is that called, the strength of schedule or whatever, they try to predict and they go through and do all that stuff. Thank you. I think, again, yeah, I mean, our division's extremely difficult. It's a lot of outstanding players, great quarterbacks, difficult scheme, both offensively and defensively, that we're going to have to contend with. So, you know, no doubt that's what you have to handle first and foremost. So there'll be some huge challenges there. I think those guys have added some pieces, in particular on offense. That'll be challenging, you know, for us to handle from that situation. So, but we'll have to see how all the pieces go together. You know, I mean, it's a team game. So even though you may add a piece here or there, you still got to contend with all of it and see how it goes.
So have the kids made the transition of being Lions fans now? How hard has that been? I mean, they grew up Patriots fans, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Transition.
Yeah, yeah. again,
just buying a bunch of jerseys?
Again, it was pretty, everything went on right away. The Lions gear went on right away. The hat rolled off into school in New England, all fired up with all the Lions gear. So, they were 100% on it as soon as we got to the building. So, again, you give my guys a stuffed animal, a gift bag, a hat, jersey. You got them. So they were good. Yeah, they love Disney. So I'm sure they'll be dragging me over there at some point. But they love to do that stuff. They love to go. We get them down to the beach, which is fun, you know, and get out to see the water. So they love that stuff. But just love being kids. Love to go play. So that's the best part.
Down here this week, or?
They did. So they did. So I haven't had a chance to yet, but hopefully we will.
Rain on
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep. I mean, Italy's great. The other place that we go to quite a bit is Aruba. So that's actually where we got married. We got married down in Aruba. So. Oh, did you? Yeah, I love it down there. It's beautiful. So, yeah, my family, we've been going down there since probably like the mid-80s. And just, you know, fell in love with it and go every year. Again, something we really haven't been able to do. Mickey Mouse has occupied most of my time here over the last 7 years, so it's kind of been it.
Is there stuff that takes you back, though, that you don't expect? Cause I think I saw a picture of you doing your Madden profile from the video game. You know, I mean, just things like that that you're like,
you know what, it's kind
of
cool.
This is part of my day. Like, yeah. I have to do this.
Yeah, I say the only thing that was cool about that is my son, my oldest son is to the age where he is starting to learn about video games, even though we don't have video games in the house. And that's the one game that all of his friends must talk about. So when I was leaving the room to go down, it's like, I'm like, hey, buddy, I got to go. I'll see you in a little bit. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know. They're going to take a picture for Madden. And his eyes, like, lit up. And he thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever. And I was like, all right.
Did they scan the pencil?
It was this week. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure I had the pencil on it. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, I have him on the sideline. That'd be, yeah. Yeah. It's cool. We haven't moved yet. We're, you know what? We've had, there's been a couple really bad storms in the Northeast. So, yeah, my wife was out of power for like 5 days. With one of those storms, so we're just, you know, it's been difficult for them to get out. We're trying to find a house and do all that, and I've been, you know, going nonstop. So eventually we'll get there, get that done.